Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the first Sunday of Lent, February 22nd, 2026. And the passage that we'll be reflecting over today is from the evangelist Matthew, where he writes, "At that time Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread.'" The first thing we hear at the beginning of Lent is something that can unsettle us. Jesus is led by the Spirit into the desert, not to pray only, not to fast only, but to be tempted. This is not an accident. It is not a failure. It is not a detour. It is a part of the mission. Lent begins not with our resolutions, but with Christ entering the place we most fear. Hunger, weakness, vulnerability, temptation. He does not avoid it. He walks straight into it for us. After 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus is hungry. Scripture does not rush past this. The hunger matters. Temptation always comes when we are most tired, most empty, most exposed. And that's when the tempter speaks. "If you are the Son of God..." Notice how the temptation begins, not with an obvious lie, but with a question about identity. "If you are the Son of God..." The devil does not deny who Jesus is. He distorts it. He tries to separate Jesus' identity from the Father's will. He whispers, "You don't need to trust. You don't need to wait. You don't need obedience. Take control here." He says, "Command that these stones become loaves of bread." This is not a temptation to gluttony. It is a temptation to self-reliance. Use your power for yourself. Solve your hunger your own way. Do not receive. Take. But Jesus refuses. He answers with Scripture, with trust. "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Lent asks each of us, where have we tried to turn stones into bread? Where have we tried to satisfy a deeper hunger with something quick, controllable, and insignificant? The second temptation is control disguised as faith. When the devil takes Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple and quotes Scripture himself, temptation can sound religious. It can only use holy language. Throw yourself down. In other words, force God's hand. Make him prove his care. Demand signs instead of trust. Again, Jesus refuses. "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Real faith does not manipulate God. It waits. It listens. It obeys. Lent confronts us with a hard question. Do we trust God only when He acts the way we expect? Do we pray as an act of surrender or as a subtle demand? And what about that third temptation? A sort of shortcut to glory. The devil shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. All these I shall give you, he says, if only you will prostrate yourself and worship me. This is the most dangerous temptation of all. Glory without the cross, power without suffering, results without obedience. Jesus' response is swift and final. Get away, Satan. The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve. Here the battle ends, not with force, but with fidelity. Jesus does not face temptation so that we admire him. He faces it so that we can survive ours. He enters the desert so that no desert of ours is God forsaken. He fasts so that our hunger might be understood. He resists so that we might learn how. Notice here that Jesus does not argue with the devil. He does not negotiate. He does not explain himself. No, he stands on the word of God. Lent is not about proving our strength. It's about learning where to stand when we are weak. This season invites us to enter into the desert, not dramatically, not heroically, but honestly. To name our hungers, to recognize our temptations, to stop pretending we are not vulnerable, and then, like Christ, to trust that the Father is enough. At the end of the gospel, the devil leaves him, and angels minister to him. That promise remains. If we stay, if we resist, if we trust, grace will come. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you were led by the Spirit into the desert to face the tempter for our sake. When we are hungry for comfort, teach us to hunger for your word. When we are tempted to control, teach us to trust. When we are drawn toward shortcuts and false glory, turn our hearts back to the Father. In this holy season of Lent, lead us into the desert with you, not to be lost, but to be purified, not to be defeated, but to learn how to stand. Strengthen us in temptation, humble us in weakness, and prepare us to walk the road of the cross with hope, courage, and love. We ask this in your holy name, who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, as one God, for ever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you on your Lenten journey, and may God keep you safe throughout this week. Amen.